First, I would like to just extend a very happy Father's Day to all our fathers out there. Thank you for the great gift you give in giving of yourself to your wives, to your children, to your families. And as men, your continued pursuit of Christ. For that is what makes a good husband and a good father, is one who gives himself to Christ day in and day out. So to all of you, I thank you. We need more good and holy men like yourselves, good fathers. Through that, even though it seems maybe small, maybe some days it doesn't seem so small, but it makes a large difference. And I'll just say we want to thank the Lord for the great gift of having the Scalzis with us. What a great gift that he's able to be here on Father's Day. So we just ask for your continued prayers for him and for all those of the parish who are suffering with any illnesses. We can never be close or with connection with the Lord and be bystanders. This morning, as I was sitting in the chapel praying, I was sitting there in kind of a very relaxed, my arms crossed, looking at the Lord in the tabernacle. And I just sensed that he was looking at me saying, "You're praying to me as a bystander. That is impossible. Whenever I am present, you can never be a bystander. It can't happen. It doesn't happen." And so as I thought of that in regards to today's gospel, the Lord was by the Sea of Gennesaret surrounded by a crowd who maybe were there kind of as bystanders, curious, wanting to see, maybe wanting to hear the Lord. Maybe they had heard from others about him, and so they came to see him, maybe to hear him. But when the Lord speaks, he doesn't speak like any other man. His words are live and effective. They touch the human heart. They cut like a two-edged sword. They pierce. They awaken the deeper reality that is in each and every one of us. Dear brothers and sisters, when we come in contact with the Lord, we may come as bystanders. But as soon as the Lord starts speaking and we start receiving, or we look upon him and he looks back at us, in a sense, we go from St. Peter, the fisherman, to the one that the Lord says, "You will now become a fisher of men." We naturally, by coming in contact with our Lord, the Lord invites us to cast out into the deep and to lower our nets. There is a mystery that we are constantly being invited into in a much more deeper way. The Lord wants us to become more and more aware of that great mystery, but he also wants to open it up for us with the understanding that we will never, ever satisfy or fulfill or reach its completion. It goes from depth to depth. And so the phrase, cast out into the deep, I couldn't help but think of the psalm. Deep calls upon deep in the midst of raging waters. The Lord has created our being for Him. And so He has placed within us a desire of which no human being can fulfill, can satisfy. And so He's placed within us this deep longing of which He is the deep mystery that wants to fulfill. But then there are other places, as we kind of read through the first reading, we groan in that sense of desire that the Lord has placed within our eternal soul. But the Lord also allows us to come to a deeper understanding of the depths of who we are through the midst of our sufferings. So when someone is hungry, they feel the pangs of hunger. The Lord is the bread of life. We experience thirst. He is the source of ever-living streams. We touch or get close to the verge of death, and He is the source of life. And we can keep going back and forth in this reality where the Lord allows us to come in contact with our humanity. And when we look to Him, He is the response to it. He is the answer. But not only is He the answer, the thing that blows our minds is that He uses us as a means by which to help communicate that reality. Speaking of fathers, you are men, you are mortal, you are physical, and yet God uses you to bring forth an eternal soul that is wholly unique to that one person. In a sense, we want to laugh at the ludicrousness of that reality. Not in a mockery, but in amazement. So the question is, where in your life is the Lord calling you to open up your mind and your heart to the mystery of which He wants you to enter into? And it is in very concrete human ways that He wants you to enter into it so that He can open up for us even more profoundly the mystery of who He is and what He has called us to participate in. For St. Peter, he says, go cast out into the deep. You're a fisherman. Go catch fish. He says, Lord, I've been doing this all night. Yes, from your own place of security, from your own skill, from your own ability. But now, the one who is the source of all reality is calling you to lower your nets. That is a different way of lowering your nets. I was just thinking, the people standing on the shore, the one speaking to them is the one who created the land they stand on. He created the waters that they stand by, and He is the one who put in the law to separate the two realities. This is the one speaking. And so when that one says, Peter, cast out into the deep and lower your nets. It is a different way of fishing. So when the Lord says, today is a new day, go forth and do your work. It's not the way that I did it yesterday. It is a new way because the Lord, the Master, is the one who sent me, and he is present to me. It's different. The human body, the human soul, the human person ultimately longs to enter into that great mystery. So the question, I think, continues, where do we limit him? Where do we limit ourselves? Because ultimately, we will not be satisfied. We will not be happy until we lower our nets out into the deep and we leave behind the shores of security. And it is in that mystery, that unknowing, which I will say in today's culture, to not know causes a ton of fear. And I'm speaking to our young people who are being called to give your life in service of the gospel. They say, I don't know what it means to be a priest. I don't know what it means to be a religious. I don't even know what it means to be a husband or a wife in today's world. No, but you're being invited. You're being called. And the great thing is, in entering into the unknowing, we come in contact to the one who knows all things and wants to reveal it to us. And it's in that coming to know that we, like Peter, drop on our knees and say, depart from me, Lord, for I am a mere man. Depart from me, Lord, for even worse, I am a sinner. And yet, in the very depths of our being, we say, but please don't go. Do not leave. For it is you that I have been created and long for. And so I just encourage you to ask the Lord to reveal to you where those places in your lives are where he is calling you to leave the shores of security, to launch out into the deep, to open ourselves to the unknown mystery, trusting that the Lord himself will reveal to us the depths of the mystery. For I have to admit, for other fishermen, I'm sure they would have been moved by that, but they may not have still known who it was who allowed them to have the great catch. But Peter, with faith, came to realize who it was that he was in the presence of. And so, others may come in contact with the ways in which the Lord wants to reveal to us a great mystery, but we merely see the large catch of fish. We don't see the one who is behind and guiding all of it. And sometimes I think even as good Catholics, we miss out on coming to know and experience the great mystery of life in Christ because we are holding too strongly to the things that we know and we have control of. Dear brothers and sisters, when we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, Christ is no longer there, and we are sitting here as bystanders. But when he comes to dwell in our boat. And he takes us out into the deep, and he calls us to lower our nets, and we participate in a great mystery. I don't have to tell you that. You know that already, but we need to be reminded over and over and over again of the profound reality of which we participate every time we come to Mass. But not only Mass, the great mystery to which each and every one of us participates in the very fact that we are created, that we are called by him into a vocation, a pursuit of holiness, a way of giving our life in service to the gospel. These are all means in which we come in contact with the great mystery, and that the mystery is being made known and present in the world today, in and through us and our participation with Christ. And so for that great gift of being able to participate in the great mystery and the depths of Christ, we give him praise and thanks.